Village of Round Lake Committee Hall, November 21st, 2016.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting of November 21, 2016 at 7:27 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby. Trustee Patel.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any public comment? May I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of November 7, 2016? Anybody?
Aye.
Motion made by Trustee Patel?
Second.
Wow. Seconded by Trustee Foy. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Did I make some public comment?
You did.
Out of order, didn't I? That's why everyone's confused, because I am.
I'm going to kick you out.
Thank you. On the Human Resource and Finance Fiscal Year End of 2016 Audit and Management Letter Review.
Mr. Mayor, Board of Trustees, I'd like to introduce Mr. Dan Burke.
Thank you all for having me. Please feel free to jump in with any questions you might have. I have the best news and auditors allowed to present, and that's that the opinion that appears on pages 1 through 3, that's the only part of the report that's truly ours. The rest is pulled from representations of management and materials given to us by management. That's what we refer to as an unmodified opinion. It's commonly referred to as a clean opinion, but that's the opinion we're allowed to get. So, congratulations. I also want to thank the village staff. We were able to get this report out the door and in the village's hands by the end of October, exactly on time, to be filed with the state of Illinois, the county, and distributed to the board. So we knocked that one out. Thank you. The village had to implement GASB statement number 68. It has to do with pensions, your cash basis, so it didn't have any effect on your financial statement, but it added about 8 pages to the disclosure, so a long report simply got longer. So if I might, I would direct your attention to the management discussion and analysis that's written by staff, appears directly after our opinion. It compares last year to this year and tries to explain what changed. So that's where I would start if I were an elected official reading this report. And then the financial statements that appear after that go into much greater detail, the financial position and results of operations for the year. One note of caution as you're flipping through it, the police pension fund actually suffered a net loss for the year, and that causes some skewing of the numbers to the liabilities as a result of that, are much higher than they would have been. Pretty much April 30 year ends all suffered bad investment years. April 30 just wasn't kind to investments, and neither was December 31st for your IMRF. So everything looks a little skewed because we are now required to use market value, not only in the financial report, but also in the actuarial valuations. We don't use 5-year smoothing like we used to, or IMRF used to, for those reports. So with that, there's also board communication, which contains our required communications to the board. The first section of it is the actual required communications where we have to tell the board whether we had any difficulties with management or disagreements, and we had none. We also include the adjusting journal entries. I shouldn't have said adjusting journal. I should say adjusting journal entry. There was a singular one, so congratulations to staff. Very well prepared. And then after that is some suggestions for improvement for the village. So if you have to answer any questions you might have about the process about the work product you have in front of you or anything else that you might have.
Dan, the only question I have is, you mentioned the new accounting principles brought forward that shows market value on those investments that kind of shows police pension and some other things not the way we would like to. We're not the only village that is suffering this. And is this something because of where the market's at that those principles are applied? Or is this going to be a new accounting practice that's going to be carried out through the next years to come?
It's an accounting practice that changed so that governmental accounting practice was brought more into the financial accounting standards board's practice, which is used for for-profits and not-for-profits. Governmental is governed by the Government Accounting Standards Board, and slowly but surely they've been moving government closer and closer to for-profit accounting. So it brings it into that. Also, under the old pronouncements, GASB 25 and 27, we're now on 67 and 68 for this pronouncement, you had choices of how to present and how to direct your actuaries. Those choices have dried up. You don't have choices on how to calculate your liability or the actuary to calculate the liability. What the village does have a choice in is how to fund that liability going forward. So they separated out the funding mechanism, how you pay off that liability over a period of years, from the actual calculation of liability. And the village has contributed in excess of what the actuary has required for several years now. And that actually has resulted in the police pension being 52.5% funded. Last year it was 60% funded. And, you know, that drop is almost solely as a result of the market value the market value as of April 30. Okay. Is that going too much detail? Mm-hmm. Or did I hit the end?
Got it.
You did. You just asked.
Any other questions?
With 52% now, do we have to throw a little more in the pot to get back up to 60 or plus or what?
No. State law requires that the village gets to 90% funded by the year 2040. The actuary calculates a funding ladder, if you will, plan on an annual basis that will, if all the other assumptions hold, is the investment rate of return is hit and people retire as they should, then you will hit that 90% or even 100% by the year 2040. I believe the plan is to be 2000. Yeah, I think the plan is, the policy is to get to 100% funding.
Correct.
Any other questions?
Mayor, I just have a comment.
Yes.
As a newbie, subject near and dear to my heart is internal control.
Okay.
I'm very pleased to see and have read that to the extent within your scope conducting this engagement, you found no material weaknesses. That means kudos to the administration for having a good internal control house in order. Having said that, you identified some deficiencies. Any of those, in your opinion, could morph into something more material or?
No, the biggest one is the size of the village and the staff is always going to be a segregation of duty. So that comment will be repeated ad nauseum with every audit that you have. And staff has segregated duties as much as possible. There simply isn't enough people to do a full-fledged segregation of duties. And staff annually needs to take, and the board needs to take a look at the cost-benefit relationship of creating more segregation.
Or at least compensating controls.
Correct. For instance, the board approving all of the bills on a monthly basis or with each meeting semi-monthly, that is a compensating control. You're not part of the internal controls, but you do compensate and mitigate some of the issues that the lack of internal controls are caused by the segregation issues. So that's a great example. Also, the budget that you passed and the monthly financial statements comparing the budget to the actual and reviewed by yourselves is also a compensation control.
As Trustee Patel said, kudos to staff.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And as always, if any questions pop up in review of these documents, please feel free to contact me if you have to take the call.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
On to Public Works.
Mr. Mayor, Trustees, good evening. A couple items here for you. The first one, I'm asking for permission to purchase some de-icing liquids as needed. Now, if you recall, last year we installed a 6,200-gallon tank at Public Works for de-icing liquids. The tank is currently full right now, so I'm requesting permission for it just to refill the tank as we start using up the liquids throughout the winter. The material is delivered at 4,000-gallon increments, so we should hopefully have some time before we need it. But in the event that it gets low, I'd like to be able to refill it immediately without having to come back to the board. Because when we need it quickly.
May your cup run us over.
We do not want to see snow, thank you. Make it vanish from this ambush. It would be just great.
Was it forward, please?
Mm-hmm. The second item I have for you this evening is permission to, or recommendation to accept a proposal from Baxter Woodman to do an inspection on the newly constructed Maculus Drive Bridge. The old bridge was demolished, and so the new bridge has to be recorded with IDOT as a new structure. So as part of this, Baxter Woodman will be recording the new bridge, doing the first inspection, and getting it on the books with IDOT. There will be a follow-up inspection in 2 years, and then it goes on a regular four-year rotation of annual inspection, or a four-year annual inspection.
We don't have choice on this.
We've got to have a discussion.
Got it.
Check
it
for
trolls and things, right?
That's right. Lance, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Snow removal plan?
Attached for your review, or included for your review, was the 2016-17 snow removal plan. There were a few additions from last year. I tried to highlight the most notable ones here for you. We've eliminated the 10-yard truck, truck 56, that was sold at auction, and it's been replaced by a new 5-yard truck with a wing. So because of that, we have reevaluated the plowing routes. We've broken it up into something that we think will work a little bit better. I have that outlined in the plan. We're going to give it a go and see how it works and kind of adjust as needed throughout the winter, but that's what we're going to start out with. We have also added a skid steer with a broom and a snow blower attachment that's dedicated to removing snow on the sidewalks. We've hired a seasonal employee to operate that skid steer. Again, we've never done this before, so we're going to kind of see how that plays out with the downtown snow removal, and hopefully that works out pretty well for us this year. I think those were the big items on the plan. Were there any comments or questions about what's included?
Bright Meadows?
Bright Meadows is going to be contracted out again this year. The lowest bid for that was Acres Group. They'll be new in that subdivision this year. We've already had a meeting with their plowing personnel, gone over the call-out procedures. They're going to be called out the same time as our employees are called out. We found that last year we had a 2-inch trigger for their services to be called out. And we were getting calls from residents of why are some streets being plowed but others not being plowed because we had to get some trigger. So this year we figured we would just have everybody come out at the same time and we'd all plow until everybody's done and then we'd all go home at the same time. That way the contractor's acting more like an extension of our own employees. So we'll give that a try and see how it goes.
Thank you. Thank you for your work on that.
If you ever have any questions about snow plowing operations, feel free to reach out to me. We have to discuss it with anybody. The last item I have for you is, again, going along the same line of snow removal. We put together an emergency snow removal contract last year and sent it out to local contractors that deal with heavy equipment, backhoes, end loaders, semi-trucks, things like that, if we ever got a massive snowfall and we needed to literally dig out the streets. Mark Mead Excavators was the only contractor that responded. I contacted them again this fall. They have told me that they would hold their prices from last year, so I'm asking the board permission to renew that contract with Mark Mead for emergency removal services at the same prices as last year as a sole source provider. We did not have to use them last year. Hopefully we won't have to use them again this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Special events we've already reported on. Police Department.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, the first item on the county agenda is a request to buy a Seagate 6 terabyte internal hard drive network attached server and racking to put in our server for that hard drive. The purpose of the hard drive is to add storage space for our in-car and body cameras. We simply don't have enough storage. It's a shame Apollo went to the moon on 256 kilobytes. We need 6 terabytes for the movie. But we do. And so I'm asking if we could please purchase this device from Paragon Micro Lake Zurich for $3,310.90. That was the cheapest of three quotes that we had received. We got a quote from Current Tech for $3,744.51 for the same device and equipment. And from CDW for $3,521.62.
Keeps our officers safe, keeps our residents safe. Have to have it for it to work. Any questions?
No.
Move forward.
Absolutely. Just information, we should have all our body cameras on the street by the end of the week.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
The second item is goes with this. Our in-car cameras, when we bought them, we bought the bottom of the line and we had trouble with them because we bought them incrementally and they weren't matching on the in our the way it was built in our system. So Digital Ally gave us, they couldn't get them to work, so they gave us their best cameras that they make, the best ones, and they've been working flawlessly. The difference, though, is about double what we paid for the original cameras. They have a two-year warranty, and we inquired what an extended warranty would cost for these cameras, which are just under $3,000. I made a mistake at the staff meeting. I underestimated the numbers. So we asked them what they would charge for an extended warranty, and they offered a three-year extended warranty on top of the 2 years that they already offered for each camera for $500. So that would come to a total of $5,500 that we would pay a Digital Ally for a 3 year extended warranty for each device. So we're asking to be able to purchase them.
Take a deep breath, well spent. We got top of line equipment. We don't want them. When it breaks, we want to say, here, fix it. It's your problem, not ours.
Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. And the last item is a budgeted item that we have to purchase two police ballistic shields. their squad car equipment. And we'd like to buy two of them from Atlantic Tactical for $1,206 each. We have three quotes. One was from Atlantic Tactical, another from Gaul for $1,515 each, and 911 supply for $1,600 each. These are the shields that the officers would take when they're confronting us with our subject.
Well, the way things are going, Chief, I think we should go ahead and move this forward.
Oh,
without a doubt.
After this last weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Chief. Administration.
Thank you, Mayor, Board of Trustees. In front of you is a compensation study, RFP. Back in November 2015, we did a move memo, which is called Management's Overall Evaluation, Vision Evaluation. There was a number of key components in that memo. One of them was website implementation, having an HR manager, and a compensation study. Over the last couple of years, it's been hearsay, but there's some proof to it that we are known as the lowest paid employees in Lake County. It is hopeful that this compensation study will take a much closer look at that and provide us the facts. Along with the compensation study, they're going to take a look and do a staffing analysis for an additional $1,000. The same people that are doing this study actually did a study 10 years ago, a PAR study. I believe Charlie Trustee Foy was here at that time. This is providing a compensation study, the merit pay system versus the normal step. That's what they're going to implement. It does not mean that the unions will implement such a step, or I'm sorry, merit, but we need to do something to see how we compare to other communities. So with that, we'll open up the questions.
That's what I've been asking for a long time. Thank you, Steve. Information that I want to see.
If you want to do it, you got to pay for it. Yes, it's awesome.
Can weigh in on the budget.
Yeah. And the benefits of the staffing analysis. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. I've been wanting that for a long time. I'm just going to make one topic under comment under suggested new topics. Usually at the two-year period, after there's an election cycle, I reappoint the board to their different duties and trustees. We have a little bit of a unique situation here with Trustee Trifon retiring and Trustee Patel coming in. We got a few months to go through, but there's a couple of things that I want to address. If anybody is interested in taking on the responsibilities of SWELCO and being a representative there, since Sue is no longer with us, and Don is still in recovery. I spoke to him today. He sounded powerful. I'll leave it at that. He sounded powerful. He's being moved to a new facility tomorrow, and sounded rested, doing better. But that's something that I want to talk about. If anybody wants to volunteer, please give me a call. Also, with special events, Patty's got the tree lighting thing going on with Adam, so I think we're in pretty good shape. The other thing that I want to mention is Sue was on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce. I spoke with Shanna, and for the time being, what we're going to do right now is the village will stay a member of the Chamber of Commerce, but we will not have anybody go forward. They're in the process of naming their board. We're not going to get into that process to have somebody on the village to be a board member for the chamber. But if anybody would like to step up to the responsibility of attending board meetings, chamber meetings regularly, I'm all ears. So give that some consideration. We have time to think about it. And give me a call, and we'll move forward accordingly. Any suggested new topics? If not, make it a motion to adjourn.
No move.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Crowley. All in favor? And we are adjourned at 7:51 p.m. Thank you, everybody. We are having a small get-together and a little farewell to do over at Four Coins immediately following. Please attend for either a brief moment.